It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. And that means Megan Huffman joins us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi.
Hi. It's great to be back in the studio. We've been remote for the last few weeks.
I know.
And it's lovely to be here in person with you and with our wonderful guest.
I even straightened up.
Oh, did you?
Did you notice?
Yeah. Oh, it feels very delightfully clean and...
I did. I brought out cleaning rags and spray, and I even vacuumed.
Wow.
Yeah.
We feel so honored.
Had a chance to take advantage of a little bit of time to even swap out microphones and stuff. So
yes.
You guys sound wonderful.
Yay.
Anyway, but that's not why you're here. We're here to talk with Gary, and we're going to talk about Sattva Yoga Center. Now, see, I got sattva right, but then I stumbled on yoga because maybe I'm hungry for yogurt. I don't know. But Gary, we were talking off air about how this word sattva is pronounced differently in India.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how else is this? Am I saying it right? Sattva?
So we say Sattva Yoga and Wellness Center.
Okay.
But in India, many of the teachers say Sattva.
Sattva.
Sattva, which okay. is a term representing balance, equanimity, harmony, wholeness.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to implement or work with at the Sattva Yoga and Wellness Center.
Now, you were downtown, and now you've moved, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Friday is our third anniversary.
Wow.
Of opening the Sattva
Yoga. It's been
that
long.
Third year.
Oh my Lord!
2 years we were downtown on 12th Street, yeah. 312th Street, and then a year ago we moved to the Piedmont Center at 311 Rivermont Avenue.
Okay. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that, on the anniversary.
Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you. We're grateful for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation supporting us all 3 years that we've operated. And we moved to Rivermont, to the Piedmont Center, to begin to expand services and with more community outreach. So we have yoga and fitness services, Tai Chi, Taekwondo, yoga. We do therapeutic dance, some people call belly dance. We have drum circles. We have a lot of activities, and we're reaching out more into the community now, working with organizations like the Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative,
okay.
40 Ways Coalition, and different downtown Lynchburg community organizations that are working to support youth in our community, to provide expanded services. And the grant's so valuable to us because it provides us the opportunity to reduce services costs, reduce membership costs, and also do special events like we have coming up this weekend, which is our fall festival and open house event.
Oh, wonderful.
And one of the things that I really have observed about the arc of Gary's developing the Sattva Yoga Center is how the journey towards community collaboration, and that's something that the foundation and Share are, you know, just continue to try to advocate for. The more we're working together, then the more we're going to aid and serve our community, and the more the further the limited dollars that we have to give as a foundation can go. So it's wonderful when, you know, Gary and I are often at a lot of the same events for Lacey, or you know, just pop-up events for different community festivals and things. And just the more we're leaning into one another and finding ways to serve and collaborate, it's just wonderful to see how these wellness services are serving a community, some of the communities that don't necessarily have access to paid gyms or paid wellness centers, right? So
exactly.
It's exposing new members of our community to wonderful preventative wellness practices.
Yes. Give you an example. With Lacey, we had a summer fun day last May when school was out, and we had different sports boot camps where the kids could come and experience soccer, basketball, different types of community sports. And then we also added Tai Chi and Taekwondo this year.
Oh,
and
wow.
They were delighted. Mm. The kids just love it.
That's fantastic.
So it gives kids that need an opportunity to experience other fitness type activities, to get involved in community with one another and really reach out. So I'm really appreciating the community atmosphere that's coming together in downtown Lynchburg by these organizations to really expand services and the outreach to the youth in our community.
Oh, and absolutely, and we appreciate all that you and your organization do to help support wellness and help support these organizations. It really is. It's such a collaborative effort, mm-hmm. and it's so nice to see everybody coming together and working together.
And that really is a mark of the organizations that are most successful are the ones that mm-hmm. are collaborating, and those who, you know, are operating in isolation are not as successful, and that we're seeing less and less of that, which is wonderful.
Sure.
I think it's sort of a game changing shift across the whole community, and it's wonderful to be part of it.
The saying is the rising tide raises all boats.
I always struggle with that, so I'm so glad you said that. I always say the boats and the water and the tide and the stuff. You know
and
what
the
I'm
thing.
Saying?
Yes, and it's got water in it, and it goes up. No, yes. I heard that, and actually, we were talking with another restaurateur in town and getting their take on things a couple of months back, and they said, no, man, the more the merrier, you know, a rising tide. Raises all boats,
right.
And we're like, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So and so is with the nonprofit world and the mm-hmm. community, and that's why Cher's here.
Yeah.
So you have an upcoming event. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. So Saturday and Sunday we have a 2-day fall festival and open house event. We decided that we wanted to open up our doors to the community and. With a sampling of all the offerings that we have. So we're starting, we'll have our normal classes on Saturday, which includes Taekwondo at 7:30 in the morning. And then we have yoga 9:45. We're gonna have a gentle yoga or beginning yoga at 11:30, then a chair yoga at 1:00. Then we're gonna conclude the day with a sound bath.
Oh, wow.
By Greg Burns from Waynesboro. So we got a full day on Saturday. All these classes are free to the community. Anyone can come in. They just need to sign up on the website. So we know you're coming, and we've got room for everyone. We're going to have food and snacks. We'll have chai, Indian chai.
Okay. Mm.
So it's going to be delightful. And then Sunday, starting at noon, we've got a special offering with belly dance, therapeutic dance at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's open again to the community, no cost.
Wow.
People can come in and experience the joy of dancing. Then we have Tai Chi at 2:00, and we're going to have a drum circle, community drum circle, African drum circle, led by Eric Meganson and his community at 4:00.
So cool. It's
going to be wonderful.
This is really, really cool. And that's coming up this weekend.
This weekend.
October 4th and the 5th. And you can learn more if you visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. If you type in Sattva, S-A-T-T-V-A, it'll bring up everything about Sattva, Yoga Center, Wellness Center. And there are click-throughs to your website as well and your social media. And we'll link all that up on this broadcast at The Mike Show VA. Really appreciate this. This sounds like fun. And congratulations again on your anniversary coming up.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. I hope you'll join us this weekend.
I will play it by ear because as we mentioned, the little project that we've got going. But this sounds wonderful, and I encourage everybody to get out and enjoy this. And it's free to the public.
Free to the public.
This is tremendous. Well, thank you, Gary, for joining us. We really, really appreciate your time. And everything that you do within the community. And Megan, same to you. Now, we talked off air, and so far, I need to clean out my browser or the cookies or something a little bit better. But tell us the big milestone.
Oh yeah,
that you guys are achieving.
We've been working hard to onboard some new nonprofits to the platform. Our goal is to have 200 this month in anniversary. We have a 5-year anniversary of Share coming up. So a goal for a while has been to reach 200 nonprofits, and we know who they are and, you know, who's sort of missing from the platform, for the most part, and just kind of working to get them onboarded. And we're, we have four new organizations coming on that'll be coming as our guests over the next few weeks to showcase organizations that maybe the community hasn't met yet, maybe newer organizations. So I'm excited to be revealing those as we come up. We also will be celebrating our 5-year birthday with a 5-year-old birthday party at Super Rad on October 14th. Nice. So you'll be seeing more about that in our newsletter this week. We're going to have party hats and ice cream bar and video games, all the things you would for a 5-year-old birthday party.
Yeah, absolutely.
So really pumped about that. And welcome all of our nonprofit partners and community members who have made Share a success over the last 5 years and continue to serve. And we'd love to highlight any community members who have found volunteer opportunities and any connections to the community through the platform. We'd love to spotlight those as well. So
now, how many are officially, but maybe unofficially, but officially on the Share platform?
We have 195 that are.
I'm updating your crawl
registered,
right now.
But that'll
in real time.
Yeah, that's great. And then we have a few more to sign on to get to that milestone. So that's really exciting. We have a lunch and learn tomorrow at CASA of Central Virginia.
Nice.
When I just walked over today, we had just a handful of spots left. So if you're interested in that, just sign up today.
Okay.
And let's see, we have a executive director series luncheon next week on addiction and recovery, with Horizons Behavioral Health being our speaker. And so we gather folks every other month who are executive directors in the spaces that are around that topic, just to talk about data and just kind of get all on the same page as far as our data set related to things that we're working on, including transportation, childcare, addiction and recovery. So that's next Thursday.
Okay.
Also will be in our newsletter. And for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, we launched the Youth Philanthropy Committee last week. We had 25 high school seniors from across the region come together at CVCC last week, and it was wonderful for the students to meet each other and connect. And over the next few months, between now and March of 2026, they'll be selecting where a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant are awarded, and they'll walk through the same process that our distribution committee does. So great students, such an honor to meet them. They're so invested in this community and desiring new information before they head off to whatever happens after high school, wherever they're headed, but they're going to take that knowledge with them. And we do have the grant application for that $10,000 and $5,000 grant opening October 15th through November 15th. The caveat there is that it has to be a program that works with youth. So because the youth are going to be deciding where the grant goes, we try to pick a ask those applying to pick a program. So many organizations work with youth. Pick something that, you know, a $5,000 or $10,000 grant would be transformational to help with that program. And so that will open up on our website October 15th.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All that information is available at lynchburgfoundation.org. You can learn about the Youth Philanthropy Council. You can learn about everything that the foundation does right there at lynchburgfoundation.org, and learn everything at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. For the Share platform. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's free, and they do so much, so many different things that you can get involved with, so many ways to highlight your nonprofit organization. Folks can find nonprofit organizations. You can find volunteer opportunities, even at the board level. So many events that help our area nonprofits. And you can even shop for the nonprofits right on the platform, just simply by going to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Pick a nonprofit that you want to shop for, and those items will be delivered directly to that nonprofit. So it's a fantastic platform. And again, I need to stress, it's free.
That's right.
It's free for the nonprofits. It's free for you to use. So get on there today. Folks, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Gary. And again, congratulations on your anniversary. Mm-hmm. Megan, congratulations on five years coming up.
Yeah.
Looking forward to having a smash cake. Oh, no, wait, that's two. Okay, anyway. It is The Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.